Relax. Listen to my words and relax. Breathe calmly as you listen to my words and relax. Let all distractions around you fade into the background as you listen to my words and relax. I want you to picture yourself at the entrance to a deep and dark forest. Picture yourself at the only visible entrance to a forest, the trees around you too thick to pass. Imagine yourself at the entrance to a forest, the path before you sloping downwards into darkness. You are going to descend down this path and there will be nothing to be afraid of if you descend one step at a time. You are going to go deeper and deeper into this forest with every step you take downwards, and as you descend your mind will fall deeper and deeper into a trance. You are ready to take the first step down this dark forest path and begin falling deeper and deeper into trance with every step. 20. Taking your first step downwards. 19. Falling into trance with every step. 18. Steadily descending into the forest. 17. The world growing darker with each step down. 16. Falling deeper and deeper into trance. 15. The light behind you obscured by ever thicker foliage. 14. Deeper and deeper in trance with each step. 13. Letting yourself descend into the dark forest. 12. Letting your trance grow deeper and deeper. 11. Only halfway down to the deepest you can get. 10. From now on you are going to go twice as deep into trance with every step you descend. 9. Twice as deep as before. 8. Descending further still into the dark forest. 7. The trees on either side too dense to see past. 6. Deeper and darker, deeper and darker. 5. These words are all you can think of. 4. Deeper and deeper into trance. 3. Deeper and deeper into darkness. 2. Feeling as deep as you've ever been. 1. Falling into a deep trance on your final step down. You are in a deep trance in a dark forest. All you can do is keep descending into the woods. All you can do is stay in a deep trance as you listen to my words. All you can do is walk forwards, ever deeper, until you reach a small clearing. In the middle of the clearing is the wide stump of a fallen tree. Standing on either side of the stump are a pair of Smeargle, a boy and a girl. The dog-like Pokemon have been waiting for you. You have came here to meet them. The pair of Smeargle are happy to see you. They approach you from either side, gentle pawing at your clothing. You feel calmness wash over you as they strip you down until you are as naked as them. You know these two Smeargle are friendly. You know that it is safe to let them lead you to the tree stump. You know it is safe to let them lay your naked body face down on the stump. You can relax and let yourself lie down in this clearing. You feel the slight touch of something wet on your back. One of the smeargle is painting a paw print on your back. The same paw print that each of the smeargle has on their back. Lie still and feel the paintbrush tail of a smeargle mark you. Lie still and feel your naked back being marked with a paw print. As the smeargle paints your back, you feel yourself begin to shrink. You are becoming shorter and shorter with every stroke of the paintbrush tail on your back. You are being marked with a paw print on your skin as you become shorter and shorter. Feel yourself shrink down until you're half the height you were. Feel yourself begin to transform into a smeargle as you shrink. You are becoming a smeargle. Soft cream fur is sprouting from all over your body as you lie in place. Feel your skin become coated in cream fur as you are marked by the smeargle. Feel yourself becoming a smeargle as your fur grows to cover your whole body. Let your thoughts of being a human fade away as you continue to grow the soft cream fur of a smeargle. You are turning into a smeargle and your hands and feet are begin to change as well. Feel your fingers begin to merge together. Your hands and feet are turning into the paws of a smeargle. Feel your toes gently merging and dividing back. Your hands and feet are becoming paws as your back is painted with a smeargle's paw print. Every stroke of the paintbrush on your back is making your hands and feet morph into cute three-toed paws. Your hands and feet slowly turning into the paws of a smeargle. The fur around your wrist and ankles becomes an attractive and rich brown as your paws take their shape. Your four paws now have three cute toes each. Your paws are the paws of a smeargle. You are nearly transformed entirely into a smeargle and your face is beginning to change. Feel your mouth and nose start to bulge out a little. Your mouth and nose are turning into a cute canine muzzle. Your mouth and nose are becoming the muzzle of a smeargle. Your muzzle feels like it's being filled by your expanding tongue. Your tongue is growing longer and thicker and you feel a need to pant like a dog. Your muzzle and tongue are becoming that of a smeargle and the excitement of the change is making you pant. Your pupils are becoming dilated as you adjust to the dark forest. Your eyes are changing into the eyes of a smeargle. Your irises grow as your vision adjusts and you can see the forest the smeargle call home. Your eyes are becoming ringed with brown circles as you look at your new forest home. You are becoming more and more of a smeargle with every passing second. Your ears are becoming coated in that same brown fur. Your ears are becoming the cute floppy ears of a smeargle. You feel like you can hear the pair panting in anticipation as your transformation nears its end. You are almost entirely a smeargle now, in mind and body. The top of your head begins turning into the furry berry-like hair of a Smeargle. Your face is entirely that of a Smeargle now. You are nearing the end of your transformation into a Smeargle and it feels so right. You feel a small heat at the base of your spine. You feel your back instinctively arch as a long and slender tail begins growing from your cute Smeargle rear. Your tail grows inch by inch as you feel your mind reshaping to be able to control it as easily as you can your paws. Your long prehensile tail grows to nearly the length of your whole body as it takes shape. The end of your tail sprouts into a puffy array of brush-like bristles as it clumps into the paintbrush tail of a Smeargle. You feel a pleasant sensation of warmth along the whole length of your tail as you swish it through the air. Green paint is oozing out of the tip of your tail. You feel an almost overwhelming burst of creativity, a need to paint art with your new tail. Almost, except for the urges coming from the final part of your transformation into a Smeargle. Your primal need to breed with the two Smeargles who gifted you with your body. You feel a burning heat between your legs. Your genitals are smoothing out to be a smooth mound covered in the same creamy fur as the rest of your body. Your sexual organs as you knew them are vanishing and you know that will not be the end of this transformation. You feel a pleasant bulging right in the middle of your crotch. You can barely hold back a gasp of pleasure as a thick red dog penis begins to sprout from between your legs. Your new penis is already slick with pre-cum as it becomes erect. Your new penis is already filling your head with thoughts of pumping cum endlessly into a willing and enthusiastic Smeargle lover. You know that the cute canine cock between your legs is fertile. The pair admire the pointed penis that has sprouted between your legs. Your cute canine cock is on full display for the pair who are going to take you as a lover. You think you should feel embarrassment, but their gaze of joy at your increasingly erect penis is making your heart beat faster. The boy steps forward to rub his cock against yours. The heat of his shaft pressing against your own is filling both of you with desire. The girl lowers a paw to her pussy and begins playing with herself as the two of you compare your cocks. The boy climbs on top of you, the weight of his body pressing you down as he gives you a passionate kiss. His cock rubs up against yours as he humps your body. His pre-cum mixes with yours as the two of you explore each other with your tongues. He pulls away, leaving a string of saliva between your tongues. He sits up on your chest and wiggles his rear as he lines it up with your cock. With a gasp of intense pleasure, he forces you to enter him. You feel the tightness of his asshole squeezing your cock as he rises and falls on it. The expression of pure pleasure on his face as he rides you makes your hips buck upwards against his. Your cock is being pleasured so intimately that you can barely suppress a moan of ecstasy. ecstasy. The Smeagol girl clambers onto your face, her cute rear filling your vision. She lowers her hips so her dripping wet sex is pressing against your muzzle. You eagerly begin licking at her sweet pussy while the boy rides your cock. The taste of her love juices drives you wild with desire as you thrust endlessly into the Smeagol boy. You lap at the girl's slit as she grinds her hips against your face. You hump at the boy's tight hole wrapping around your cock. They are wasting no time in marking you as their own. You are pleasing both of your Smeagol lovers and it feels so good to be theirs. Suddenly you feel a wonderful sensation in your cock as it swells up. You are knotting inside the boy. You are about to come and so are your two Smeagol lovers. The two of them lean forward to passionately kiss as all three of you reach the peak of orgasm together. Now come inside your lover. Come deeply inside the Smeagol boy as he squeezes down on your canine cock. Come as the girl's juices coat your obediently licking muzzle. Come as the two of them use you for their pleasure. Come as the boy's semen dribbles onto the bare fur of your chest. Come with the taste of your lover's juices on your lips. Come and prove what a needy Smeagol slut you've become. Come, and seal your destiny as their lover. The boy rolls off your dripping dog cock, and collapses next to you on the stump. The girl takes up the other side. You are being sandwiched between your two lovers as the three of you gasp and moan. You feel the heat of their bodies pressing against you. You feel their hearts beating as quickly as yours. You are all basking in the glow of your first experience together as lovers. You are all so happy but so eager to resume making love. You instinctively know what is going to come next. You are feeling the desire to mate with the female Smeagol. You clamber to your feet, turning to face her with a lust-filled gaze. Your lover must understand how you feel because she gently spreads her legs for you. Her paint-coated tail sketches a circle around her entrance, marking a target for your cock as she returns a look of desire. The male stands beside you, your cum still dripping from his asshole as he paws at his own cock. You find yourself becoming uncontrollably erect at the sight of the wet, willing pussy before you. You are going to breed her. She is going to bear your child and the thought is making your heart pound with joy. You place your paws on her thighs and she spreads wide for you. You gently line up your throbbing cock with her needy cunt and with one push slide your entire length into her. Your cry of joy at the amazing tightness is muffled as the girl pulls you into a deep kiss, her tongue bristling with yours as you taste each other. You feel your other lover's paws press against your ass as he spreads your asshole. The point of his canine cock is teasing your virgin rear as you mate with the girl. The boy's cock eagerly slides into your ass, touching you so deeply that it drives you wild with lust. His cock is filling you as you thrust endlessly into the girl's tight slit. You feel the boy's hot breath on the back of your neck as he wraps his arms around you, humping you from behind. Your muzzle is pressed against the girl's as she wraps her legs around you, pulling you in closer. You could not escape their embrace even if you wanted to. The boy continues pounding his thick cock into you, touching you so deeply. The girl keeps kissing you, her muzzle forceful yet not unwanted. The pair run their paws over your chest, your face, your legs as you breed the Smeagol girl. The pair are marking you as theirs as surely as they did with the paw print. You are being fucked so deeply by his cock that your mind is growing blank with pleasure. You are sharing such intimate lovemaking with the girl that you want to be theirs forever. Your hips buck back against the boy's cock as he begins to knot inside you. Your own thrust forward into the girl makes your cock expand into a thick knot of your own. All of you are about to come and you can hardly wait to be filled with his seed. The three of you are about to come and ensure she bears your child. Now come. Spurt your warm seed into her fertile pussy as you come. Clamp down around his canine cock while you milk out every drop of seed. Not deeply inside her so your cum stays inside. Keep kissing the Smeagol girl as the three of you share this wonderful experience. Keep coming as you feel semen fill your eager rear. Come as you knock up the Smeagol girl. Come. Come with your lover's cock knotting inside you. Come, with your cock knotting inside the girl. The male collapses onto you, pressing down on your body with the full weight of his own. He is exhausted from having pumped so much cum into you in such a short time. The two of you roll off the girl and you once again find yourself lying on the stump between your two lovers. Both you and the boy place a paw on the girl's stomach, pumped full of your fertile semen. You can already feel an egg swelling up inside her. You can already feel the egg that you impregnated her with starting to bulge up inside her. It will only be a day or two before she gives birth and the three of you start a family together. You are going to be so happy as a Smeagol. You collapse onto the stump between your two lovers. The three of you are messy and well-fucked Smeagols, coated in each other's love juices and the instinctive markings of your paintbrush tails. You feel an overwhelming rush of affection for the pair and a need to mark them as yours. Your tail begins painting signs onto the Smeagol girl laying next to you. You have no conscious thought of what you are painting. You merely mark her as your lover using dripping green paint as she pants in the bliss of her recent orgasm. Your tail traces endless patterns on her naked body as you imagine your life as a lover of the Smeagol pair. comes, you feel the Smeagol boy's tail tracing symbols on your back in the same way. The three of you are marking each other with your tails. Your tail runs softly over his face as he draws a circle on your belly. You are one of them now, and you feel so creative and artistic. You are going to make so much art with them, both alongside them and on their willing bodies. You are going to breed with them over and over to fuel your creativity. When you regain full consciousness, you will feel motivated to create art as soon as you can. Your thoughts of being a Smeagol in mind and body will fill you with creativity. You can return to this state whenever you like by drawing a paw print on any part of your body, and you will feel your mind returning to the simple yet artistic mind of a Smeagol. Now just relax and imagine yourself marking your lovers with your tail, over and over. Feel their gentle touch as they mark you as theirs as well. Relax and enjoy the experience of being a Smeagol.
I want to be with them. I want to breed with them. I want to be 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 with them I am Smeagol. I am a Pokemon. 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 I
I am an artist. I am Smeargle. I am a Pokemon. I am an artist. I am Smeargle. I am a Pokemon. I am an artist. I am Smeargle. I am a Pokemon. I am an artist. I am Smeargle. I am a Pokemon. I am an